Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with We Three Kings. You know, it's Christmas time. And Janine, love Christmas music. I'm so excited to be here today. Yes. I love you, family. And this is The Three Kings.
Bethlehem's plain. Gold I bring to crown him again. Forever ceasing, never over us all, serene.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're listening to Kim, We Three Kings. That's from his Christmas album. And this is Janine, Your Love Experience on the Love Journey. Yes, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that power and that presence that is known by many names as God, the Good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God, come on, y'all, our God is not. And so as we get ready to become very present, focusing in on the breath, recognizing that there is power in the breath, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so in this right now moment, I want you to become very present to the breath. Taking in a deep breath through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath, remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart, because the heart has wisdom. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to be still and know that I am God. And right now, I want you to breathe, family. Come, Holy Spirit. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Divine, divine, divine Mother, Father, God. Precious, precious Holy Spirit. Come. Come, come, Holy Spirit. As I invite and invoke the presence of my higher mind self, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will be so acceptable in thy sight. Come, Holy Spirit. As I come this day, speaking from the transcending power of my I Am presence, come, speak to our hearts today, God, to our minds today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, asking that every human created thought be released right now, God. Renew the right spirit, creating us a clean heart today, God. Removing every human created ego. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove all of myself as I come before you empty, asking you to fill my presence with all of you, Holy Spirit. Let none of me and all of you come forth right now, God. As I speak from my higher mind present, asking you, God, to release from me any unforgiveness, God. Give me a clean heart, a clean mind, and renew the right spirit in every word that I speak. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Bless their thoughts right now, God. Be your thoughts, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let every word they speak be your word, Holy Spirit. Come, God, and cleanse the very essence of their body, their mind, their soul, any information and data that has been stored that is no longer serving a higher purpose. Come, Holy Spirit, and touch and anoint our hands that everything we touch turn to gold, God. Everything we touch shall prosper, Holy Spirit, God. I'm asking you to come and lead us and direct us right now, God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to come and anoint our feet right now, God, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God, and remove us from ourselves right now, God, that we may soar in our greater version, God. Oh, there's a plan, but there's a divine plan, God. And I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and let that divine plan manifest itself right now, God. We each have a purpose, God. And I'm asking you to manifest that purpose as the divine presence of you in each and every one of us, God. I'm calling forth that greater version of ourselves right now, God. I'm calling forth that presence that is so anointed, that we are anointed with Abraham, God, that everywhere we go, the blessed will call us blessed. Come, God. And let us be God in these streets, God. Let us be manifested as the presence of you right now, God. Let us have our higher presence come forth right now, God. Oh, and let the physical manifestations reflect the inner spiritual growth, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless our homes today, God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to come. Mother God, I'm asking you to come and nurture and fill every crevice in our homes today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and let the presence of you manifest through our relationships, God. Oh, Father God, come and bless our relationships today, God. Bless our spouses today, God. Bless our children today, God. Bless our children's children today, God. As we come before you today, embarking upon idea of gratitude, thanking you, God, thanking you for all that is, even when we don't know how, God, recognizing that when we're down to nothing, you're always up to something, recognizing that you don't need our help, God, you just need our permission today, God, as we surrender, God. Surrender to the presence of you, knowing ways leading and guiding us, God. Infinite wisdom, lead us right now, God. Infinite intelligence, lead us and guide us right now, God. Come and bless us right now, God. Anoint our thoughts right now, God. Come and speak to somebody's mind today, God. Somebody came with the mind to be blessed today, God. I'm asking you to come and speak to somebody's heart. Make manifest the glory of you in this conversation today, God. I'm asking you to come and enlarge our territory right now, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and enlarge our financial territory, God. I'm asking you to come and touch our dreams today, God. I'm asking you to come and bless and thrust us and accelerate us into our place of blessing. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come, God, and fulfill the dream through us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you because somebody said their bills are not paid, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to open up your windows, your gates, your doors, and your heaven, God, and open it up and pour out a blessing, a financial blessing, God, right now, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to open up your gates, your windows, your heaven, and pour out a love blessing, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and touch our lives in ways that they've never been touched before, God. I'm asking you to wow us today, God. The God present in us right now, God, lead us right now into that place of blessing, God, that place when we know that only we know that you have put us there, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and bring forth new cars. God, I'm asking you to come forth and bring forth new homes, God. I'm calling forth new books, multi-million dollar ideas, God. I'm calling it forth right now in this community, right now, God, that each and every person who comes to this call will be so blessed, Holy Spirit, that only you could touch their minds, their soul, and bring forth a multi-million dollar invention, God. Oh, holy New York Times bestsellers, God. Multi-million awarded red carpet films, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, new ideas, creative ideas, original ideas, God. I'm asking you to come and bring forth those ideas through us right now, God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to come right now, God. Oh, Mother God, I'm asking you to bring forth an instantaneous blessing right now, God. Oh, because you are a right now Holy Spirit type, God. I'm asking you to come and bring forth a blessing instantaneously in our lives right now. Somebody came, God, to hear a word from you today, God. Somebody came because they need a blessing today, God. God, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit. Mother God, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us today and through us, God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to come, Mother God. I'm asking you to bring forth that blessing like no other today, God. And I'm asking you to bring forth the presence of this day as we open it, God, with the spirit of joy, with the spirit of gratitude, thanking you, God, right now for new cars, thanking you right now, God, for this Thanksgiving opportunity to break bread with those that we love, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, thanking you for a new home today, God. Oh, thanking you today that our children are so blessed and growing and being mighty in the land, God. Oh, and I absolutely give thanks for the new life that is coming forth in my family, God. I just give thanks for her presence, God. I give thanks for who she is and how she will shift and change and be mighty in the land, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a blessed baby, God. I'm calling forth the blessings in her right now, God, that she will come to this land and take it by storm and the world will know her. God, I'm asking you to come right now, God, and bless her, that baby right now, God. I'm asking you to bless the pregnancy, God. I'm asking for ease, elegance, and grace in the birthing process, God. I'm asking you to come and touch that baby right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bring forth a blessing right now, God, that will come to this planet and bring forth an explosion of love, an explosion of gifts, God, an explosion of manifested presence of you, God, that the world will come to know you through her right now, God. I'm asking you to touch her life right now, God, that everything that she touched will be done with ease, elegance, and grace, God. I'm asking for a blessing around my seed right now, God. I'm asking for a blessing around her presence right now, God, that she will come and be mighty in the land. Welcome to the planet, baby. Oh, thank you for each and every person right now, God. Thank you for each and every person that is on this line, that will come to this line, that will listen to the recorded line. God, I thank you for enlarging the Love Journey's territory, God. I thank you for enlarging Janine and Ingram's territory right now, God. I thank you for enlarging each and every person under the sound of my voice, their territory right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be peace, God. Let there be love, God. Let there be light as you guide us and lead us into our place of blessing. On this day, we absolutely give thanks, knowing that you are always in control, God, always directing us even when we can't see it, always guiding us even when we don't know it. Right now, God, we thank you. We thank you because you are right now, God. Thank you because you are instantaneous, God. We thank you right now, God, for all that is in this right now moment. We all say, amen, 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 amen. And so it is. And so it is. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, God. Good morning to flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, universe. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, and the ethers. Good morning to the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom. And good morning to all that is. Good morning to the most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angel. as we invite and invoke our angels this morning. Good morning, as we dispatch a legion of healing angels around us to lead us and guide us into our place of blessing. Good morning, angels. Come, angels. Good morning to our archangels, our ascended masters, as we invite and invoke your presence. We say good morning. Good morning to our master guides and our spirit guides, and to all the unseen committee that God has placed around us to always avail itself to lead us, guide us, protect us. And good morning to our very essence of those who walk the planet, as we center our mind and pay homage to our ancestors this morning, the names of those we love. I give thanks for my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, for being the vehicle that assisted me to the planet. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, as we invite our known ancestors into this call right now, speak their names. And as we pour libations into the earth, we speak the names of those we love, giving homage to those who left a legacy, call you this morning. We pay homage to those that we don't even know their names. We pay homage to the ancestors that we may not have known in this physical planet. Recognize the lineage of them, giving thanks as we honor our ancestors this morning, inviting and invoking their presence into this call. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, Mama Collette, who always midwife this call when she was on a physical planet. We give thanks for Collette Grant. And I honor each and every one of your ancestors this morning as we invite and invoke all of our ancestors. Thank you, ancestors. And as we take the moment right now to just become very present with the gift, call you, call me, honoring this body temple, honoring our physical presence, giving thanks that we are the gift to the planet. Thank you, Holy Spirit, recognizing that no one can do what you can do the way you can do it. As we call forth the gifts, falling in love with the very essence of who we are, I just want you to just say, thank you. For I am the gift to the planet. Thank you. I am God's greatest gift. Thank you, God, for creating me to be me. And as we give thanks for those who will come after us, our descendants today, recognizing that the work we do on the planet, come, Holy Spirit, the prayers that we pray on the planet will shift and make a difference in those who will come behind us. And so we thank God for those descendants that will come and grace the planet. And because of our prayers and because of the work that we've done, will change the direction of how they show up. Thank you, God. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, good morning. You've tuned in to your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey. We're going to read from the Science of the Mind this morning as I honor you this morning. Good morning, my kings and queens, my goddesses and gods this morning, my Love Journey family. It's great to be back. Great opportunity to be in the presence and the gift of this community that I honor so much. Because of you, I am. I am because of you. And so thank you for tuning in for another episode. We're going to play a song. Y'all know I love Christmas, right? And I'm going to play Be Mine for Christmas as I pull up the Science of the Mind this morning. We're going to talk about how to express the the gift that you are to the planet, how to come forth in who you are, the gift that you came to the planet to be. How do you find that purpose? How do you express that purpose? And one of the things I want you to think about this morning is George Washington Carver. I speak his name as an ancestor, but I speak his name because he always said that the plants used to talk to him. And what I realized is that the plants talked to him because he fell in love with the plants. And when you fall in love with something, it reveals its secrets to you. What happens if you fell in love with you today? I want you to think about that. Would you reveal your secrets to you, the secrets that you came to the planet to be? Would you? All right. I want you to really encourage that today in your heart as I ask you to be mine for Christmas. Now, I know I love Christmas music. Come on, y'all.
We can go outside and play in the snow. An animal fire, we can break it down like Eskimos. Simply stated, there's no place I'd rather be. It's Christmas time for you and me, girl. Spread love, peace, and joy throughout the world. While every little boy's trying to find something for his favorite girl. Yes, baby, your Santa Claus is on his way. He'll be keeping you satisfied Christmas Day. What can I do to make your dreams come true?
Dreams come true for Christmas.
What can I bring to make your heart sing so you'll be mine for Christmas? Have a Merry Christmas, babe. Hey, girl. There'll be jingle bells for you and me. We'll snuggle by the Christmas tree. A celebration of green and gold. We'll sing along to Nat King Cole. Good tidings to all and to all good cheer. I just want to know my baby's here. Keeping me warm all through the night, yeah. I've got an angel by my side. What can I do to make your dreams come true for Christmas? What can I bring to make your heart sing tonight so you will be anything. All I want is the joy you bring. I'll give you my heart wrapped up in a bow. La la la, away we go, girl. It's Christmas when I'm loving you. Yeah. What can I do,
hey,
to make your dreams come true?
To make your dream come true.
Be mine for Christmas. What can I bring you, girl?
Oh.
I want to make your dreams come true. So you'll be mine.
I want to be yours.
Will you be mine, babe?
Yes, be mine.
Oh, oh. For Christmas.
For Christmas.
Anything, baby. We can cuddle over by the fire. Have a Merry Christmas, girl.
You think you're bad, don't you? I know you do.
You said anything?
God give you anything.
Be mine.
Wow, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey. You were listening to Kim right here on The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to be reading from The Science of the Mind. We won. That's what today's Science of the Mind says. We are one. Did you know John Lennon said in the song Imagine, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. Wow. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will join me and the world will live as one. That was John Lennon in a song called Imagine. The ignorance of unknowing, the blindness of our unseeing, have created the greatest negation the world has ever known and heaped upon the greater possibility of the larger progress of humanity, a burden so tremendous that even men's adoration of God has been saddened by fear. That's from a book called The Sermon by the Sea, Ernest Holmes, on page 24. The Science of the Mind reads, people naturally don't want to look at the shadow of the society they live in. Many of us pretend it's best to just stick with the cliche, it's all good, and then go about their business, right? Not applying their spiritual gifts to what's really happening in the world around us. How does the spiritual truth that we are all one become relevant to the places of our pain on our planet? If not, if we are all one, don't think you aren't being impacted by what Ernest Holmes called a burden so tremendous heaped on humanity. You see, you are a part of the emerging new thought movement, which is actually ancient wisdom. You're being called to be courageous enough to bring this new thought into difficult situations of these tumultuous times. See, people are being stirred to express the sacred in all their actions. Let me say that again. We're being called and being stirred to express the sacred in all of our actions. See, the burden of the planet is provoking all humanity to act from their innermost compassion. In extraordinary times, only extraordinary answers birthed from a higher realm will suffice. You see, we are living in a midst of a mystical renaissance. I like that. A mystical renaissance where we have unprecedented access to the sacred writings pointing to that realm where all the answers live. All paths describe a different face of the same God with the same message. No matter what religion, no matter what color, we are one. In the merging into the mystical union of one comes the realization that we are all equal and worthy of love. You see, to live in divine love is to act from divine love, and then the world will live as one. You can't have peace. You can't be in one without divine love. So today's affirmation, I am now expressing the sacred in all my actions. Let's say that together. I am now expressing the sacred in all my actions. I am now expressing the sacred in all of my actions. I am now expressing the sacred in all of my actions. That was the reading of The Science of the Mind, and that was today, November. I can't believe that time is going by so fast, family. Today is November. The 21st? And guess what? We're being called. We are being called to express self on this planet. The presence of you that is bigger than you, the part of you that only knows what you came to be. I want you to listen to this. This is why I want to talk about this, because the one thing that came into my life, let me just tell you, the best thing could ever happen in our life is when we begin to love the part of us from the depth of our soul, that the deep love, the love that reveals the greatest part of us, the love that comes from the depth of our soul, that the part of love that you could feel so deep. You can feel the depth of that soul for you. That's something that different happens. I remember sitting in the middle of my bed, and I remember asking God to show me my own greatness. And something happens when love begins to show up. You see, love reveals its greatest secrets when you love it. Anything you love will reveal its greatest secrets. And so I want you to listen to Michael Beckwith for a few minutes, and we're going to talk about that. How can we show up as the greatest version of ourselves on the planet in this right now moment? How can we express the divine that we came to express as a unique presence? You see, nobody came to this planet to do what you came to do. You are God's unique, greatest gift on this planet. How do you discover your incredible power? By asking the most empowering question. So many times we want to play victim. We want to play victim in this universe when things are not necessarily going the way we wanted to go. I love the meditation that Oprah DuPont did yesterday. Now, the one thing that I love is her opening part. And she said something that I always say, because she said this at the Essence Festival, and I know this is redundant to many of you, but I say it because it's so powerful. At least to me, it was powerful. Because when I was sitting there hearing her say, family, I am living the dream. Not because I'm special. Sometimes we take people like a Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey and think, oh, well, they're special or there's something. And we put these people on these pedestals. She said, I am not special. I'm living the dream because I was what? Obedient to the call. She said, I just wanted a house with six trees. When she worked in Baltimore, she met the richest lady she had ever met at that time. Name was Ann Wiener. And she had went to her house and she saw, when she looked out her window, a house with six trees. And she said to God, I just want me a house with six trees. That was the plan that she saw for herself. That was the gift that she saw for herself. You see, the six trees were her vision, but God had a bigger vision. She said when she's standing in her window in the morning making her cappuccino, looking out her window, she count her six trees, but there's so many, many more. There's 3,682 trees. You see, when we dream the vision that God has for our life, just like an acorn knows exactly what it wants to be, just like a butterfly coming from a cocoon knows exactly what it came to be, do you know every cell in your body knows what it came to this planet to be? And so many times we override, trying to do it our way, trying to do what we think. It's going to make money or what everybody's doing or what's popular or what's cliche. But we never stop to say, why did Janine come to the planet? Holy Spirit, what did you plan for my life? What did you want me to show up as the divine of as you right now, God? It took me learning how to love Janine. It took me learning how to ask God to let me see my own greatness, that I walk with a certain authority. I got a call yesterday from a lady. She was like, I just called you because I just met her. She said, I just was thinking about you. And I was at an event. She said, it was just something about the way you walked in the room. She said, it was something about the shoes you had on. She said, it was something about your ponytail. And I just wanted to call you and let you know your presence was a blessing. Why am I telling you? Because when you begin to walk with a certain authority, certain dominion, a certain mastery, your presence is a blessing. You see, I often think about Jesus when he walked. And I always imagine Jesus being this tall, dark, fine, handsome man, you know. And I imagine 12 disciples being amazing and tall and handsome. 13 men walking in the park, all these people there, because they there to see Jesus. And as Jesus walked through, something caught his attention, because this lady at this simultaneously has a mind made up that no matter what, I don't care how many people is here, I'm touching the hem of Jesus' garment. Well, I want you to think about this. We never think about the fact that what it took to meet the presence of, or the consciousness of Jesus at that time. See, for her to touch Jesus and touch him so, that means that she had to meet a level of consciousness in order for Jesus to be affected by her presence. See, we tell the story of Jesus walking through the store, through the park, and hey, who touched me? And I imagine that must have been Peter said, God, Jesus, what do you mean who touched you? You see all these people out here, what do you mean who touched you? He said, because I felt virtue leave my body. You see, when we move ourselves to the level of consciousness, because her consciousness had to meet Jesus' consciousness in order for Jesus to be affected by her presence in that moment. See, something happens when our mind is made up. When we begin to fall in love with the gift that we are to this planet, when we begin to recognize our gifts and our talents, I tell you, there is no bigger, no better secret. And I just say secret because that's what other people call it, but this is not a secret. The answers are revealed to us when we become still and master the presence of us. You see, when you begin to master the gift of you, you see, George Washington Carver became one with the plant. He became one with the peanut. He became one, and he fell in love, and something happens deeper when you fall in love. You see, a lot of us think we love ourselves. A lot of us, and I'm grateful, even if you think you love yourself or if you're doing any amount of work, because the more you do the work, the more these switches come on. And the switches begin to come on. You begin to have this aha moment that you begin to say, I am a gift to this planet. I really am magnificent in all that I do. I really am all that God is. I really am a magnificent presence. So listen to Michael Beckwith and we'll talk more. I'll give it a, all right, family. Let me pull it back up.
Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. He is a motivational speaker, a spiritual leader, a meditation teacher. He also featured on the hit movie The Secret and is coming out in the new movie Rise Up as another featured leader that is sharing amazing advice on how you can contribute more and how to make an impact and share your gifts with the world. He is also the founder of Agape University, and is also part of the TLC, which is the Transformational Studies and Leadership Council. So, Michael, thank you so much for coming here and being a part of the Addicted to Success podcast and sharing your wisdom with the world.
Joel, thank you so much for having me. It's my joy to be with you and my joy to be with all these powerful people listening in who are also yearning and leaning into real success.
Beautiful. So I'm going to kick this interview off with, what is something totally amazing to you and something fascinating that you've picked up on in the last month or so? Something that you've learned?
Something that I've learned? A lot of my learning recently has been in the lucid dreams I've had. And quite recently, I awoke in a lucid dream and my entire being was emanating with a sense of peace. And the peace was really real. I teach that peace is the dynamic of harmonizing good. It's not the absence of conflict. It's actually a quality that's radiating. So when I woke up in this dream, it was emanating from my entire body because in my mind, I'm always saying the word peace over and over and over again. So it clicked into another level. And now I can feel it as I'm just awake. I can feel this dynamic of peace when I go into environments. I can feel it emanating from me that's bringing people to a level of coherence, a level of greater success, greater well-being. So that's totally amazing for me personally. I think another thing that's amazing, I've just recently returned from Europe. I did a speaking tour through Spain, London twice, Copenhagen. And it was just wonderful to see all of these people rising up and embracing these teachings, new models of success and well-being, and also to work with the spiritual leaders out of Europe, who many of them didn't even know each other. And through a brother by the name of, beautiful man by the name of Steiner Deflison, brought all these spiritual leaders together so that they could create a total vibrational community to embrace Europe. And so those are two things I've been involved in that have been very, very amazing to me.
Wow, what a powerful experience. That's amazing. So you mentioned before that you focus a lot on peace, and I believe that the world needs more of it, right? So yes. How do we tap into something else that is within us as well, which is our true power, to make this world a better place? How do we tap into our unique gifts and our true power?
First of all, we have to be aware that we have gifts and talents, that everyone has arrived in this incarnation with talents, gifts, and capacities to express. No one is left without it. And so we can actually begin to talk to the gifts within us and ask them to reveal themselves. The gifts are a part of us, and if we don't set them free, they will become encumbrances in our life. They will create disturbances. They will create issues of the body, issues of the mind. The gifts want to be expressed. They're dynamic. So we have to put ourselves in what I call an appreciative inquiry. We have to ask the universe and ask ourselves, what is the gift I am to share? What's my main gift that I am to share, and what are its tributaries? And as you begin to ask, the gift will begin to speak to you. You begin to look in your past and see what you are really good at. You'll begin to recall dreams that you've had in terms of when you were expressing your gift. And then you'll take the next step, claim them, and then take the next step and walk in the direction of actualizing them. Everyone has a gift to share. Now, this is very important because people have been hypnotized into thinking that something external to them is going to make them happy. But what makes you happy, what keeps you in bliss, is the activation and the expression of your potential. That's the only thing that keeps you perennially happy. If you're not activating, cultivating, and expressing your potential, you can gain a whole bunch of stuff, but you're not going to be happy.
Yes.
But if you're activating, cultivating, and expressing your giftedness, in the expression is the joy, bliss, and ecstasy. And so your gift will either, if you don't express it, it will create disturbance. If you do express it, it will create bliss.
Wonderful. I love the way you put that. You know, it's interesting. When I share my experience of how I've discovered my gifts and how I share it with the world, with my students, I say that, you know, throughout the years, I had these little things which I like to call the whispers of wisdom. They come up. It's coming from my purpose. And it's just like this little reminder, this little tap on the shoulder that I wasn't paying attention to for so long. And so when I did start paying attention to it and I started to actually like tune into that intuition, my whole world completely changed. I started trusting that like something is here. The signs keep popping up. You can call it the universe. You can call it the unconscious. You're tuning in. Whatever it is, it's like they started to appear because I was more conscious of it and allowed that to be something that I was going to let guide me in my life. So I know exactly what you're saying. It's amazing.
Yeah. When you said when you tuned into it, so you became interested. And once the individual becomes interested, all the secrets are revealed. When George Washington Carver was asked about all of these wonderful inventions that he had created, you know, they asked him how he did it. And he said that if you fall in love with something deep enough, it will reveal its secrets to you.
Wow.
So he asked the peanut. He fell in love with the peanut. He fell in love with the plants. He fell in love with the soil. And they revealed their secrets to him. And so as we fall in love with our, who we really are, and then and tune in and become really interested in expressing our gifts, nothing will be hidden from us. It will show up in signs and symbols.
Now, I just really want you to make sure you did not gloss over it, you did not daydream, that you heard what he said. When we fall in love with something deep enough, it will reveal its secrets to us. Can you imagine if you fell in love with yourself deep enough? What secrets will be revealed to you about you and your gift to the planet and how you show up? Can you imagine what the world would be like if we all fell in love with the deeper part of ourselves? I just want you to feel that for a minute. I really want you to feel that for a minute. What would it feel like if you truly loved you? If we truly embody what Howard Thurman said when he said, don't ask yourself what the world needs. Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive and do that, because what we really need is a world full of people who have come alive. Do you know that people are unhappy and sad and going through the changes because they have not come alive, that they have not honored the gift as themselves? We're so busy trying to serve and give from empty cups. I don't want your empty cup given. I don't want what you get. It's so much more juicy and delicious when you give from a saucer, from a Reverend Ice saucer. He give from the bucket. The saucer's over full and it fell in the cup so full that it fell in the saucer. And the saucer's so full that it fell in the bucket. He's not even giving from a saucer. He giving from the bucket. Can you imagine what your life would really be like if you honored yourself so much, felt so deep in love with who you were that you really came alive on this planet? And when you come alive, you don't have expectations of how other people show up. When you really come alive, you're not expecting people to love you, not love you. All you're doing is just filling you, because you're so filling you. You're so full of the presence of who you are. And so filled with the dynamicness of who you are. I tell you, that day when God revealed to me my own greatness, I said, God, show me my greatness. Show me who I am in this planet. Show me how to come alive. You see, we hear that story of Jesus, but in order for that lady to touch Jesus, hem of his garment, and feel all the people who probably touched Jesus, but this one lady who had a mind made up had to build her consciousness to even touch the consciousness of Jesus, because it wasn't necessarily in her touch, it was in her presence. She had a made up mind. You see, there's a certain level of consciousness that can reach the consciousness of somebody. And the millions of folks in her presence was so powerful that it affected Jesus by saying, who touched me? Can you imagine that your presence is so powerful, that your touch so powerful, that somebody said, who just touched me? Who is that masked woman who just walked in the room? Who is that masked man? See, that happens when you come alive, when you fall so deeply in love with the presence of you that you realize that you are God's greatest gift to this planet, that the very essence of who you are affects the essence of other people just by your presence. So it's time for us to start asking these empowering questions. What is it that you specifically came to the planet to do? And stop waiting for something outside yourself to be the answer when you are the answer to you. You are the answer to you. I would love to be big-headed enough to let you think that I'm here for you, that I can tell you something that you don't already know. But the truth is, you already all you need. There's not a man or woman, nothing in this planet outside yourself that can give you what you need. And I know some of y'all love y'all pastors. Oh, my pastor. And oh, my. And I know sometimes y'all think that the answer is in y'all pastor. But I'm telling you, the answer is not even with me. The answer is you. And we can do all of these wonderful physical things to go out. But until you spend time with the most important part of you and spend time with the presence, that's where the answers lie. Nobody can do for you what you can do for you. Nobody can affect you the way you can affect you. It's time for us to come alive. It's time for us to ask the empowering questions. It's time to fall so deeply in love with the gift that you are to this planet that you affect change just by your mere presence, just because you walked in the room, just because you are who you are. You see, nobody can do it the way you can do it. Nobody can touch the people the way you can touch the people. Nobody's been called to the planet to do what you've been called to do. You are God's greatest, and I mean it, greatest gift to this planet. You are the walking embodiment of all that God is. What does that mean? How can you be God on the planet? How can you do what Jesus said in the Word? If you believe in the Bible, some of you are, you know, y'all be telling, but nobody really studies this right here. When Jesus said that you can do what I do, and you can do even greater works. There's even greater works that you can do. So I ask every day, God, I say, Jesus, well, if you turn water into wine, I can do better than that. I just want to be able to turn water into wine. I just want to be able to take the fish and the loaves and multiply. I don't even have to do it greater than you. How can I be down like you, Jesus? For real. All right, if you look in my journals, I talk to God like that, but like, I just want to be down like Jesus. I just want to walk this planet like God. How can I be God on the planet? How can I be the truest, fullest expression of what God sent me to the planet to be on this earth right now? How can I be down, God? And in summer, you know, Chastity say dope. I'm going to say dope. How can I be dope like Jesus? In reality, can you be dope? How can you be down? How can you be the fullest expression of the walking embodiment of the presence that created you in this right now moment? Do you know doubt is the biggest reason for failure? We let doubt come in our mind, and we let doubt be our God, and we let doubt stop us and debilitate us from being who we came to the planet to be. Soon as that stuff start coming up in our mind or somebody outside ourselves start, then we let that stuff debilitate us. Well, we got to learn how to tell that doubt. I don't know why you up in here right now, but I came to the planet to be God, and I'm bigger than what you're talking about right now. You see, we have to learn how to use our spiritual tools. And however we recognize this great spirit, this dominion, this powerful presence, you know, in Jay-Z's CD, he said in 444, he said, it doesn't matter what you call it. God does not care what you call it. You see, we get caught up in semantics. Oh, well, this word, and don't say this and this and that. But God does not care what you call God. God don't care if you call it Allah. God don't care if you call him God, if you call God she, if you call God it, if you call God infinite wisdom, whatever. God does not even care if you call it Jehovah. the energy, the presence that created you, that is, that always will be, an everlasting energetic expression, the powerful energetic expression who created you does not care. That's a man thing. That's human. That's stuff you created. It don't even care if you believe in the story of Jesus or not. But what we do have to understand, there is a powerful presence that created you, that created itself as you. You see, when God created you, God looked at you. And it tells us, the word says that you were good and very good. But what we don't really understand, what does that really mean? God didn't say, oh, I created the flowers good enough. God was really prideful when God created the flowers and the trees, but it was something extra special feeling when God created you. You see, God said, let me take all of myself. And let me take all of myself and put it in the physical presence and call it Janine and call it Linda and call it this and call it that. Something happens different when you recognize that you see, we get caught up in this idea of what we think human is, but when you study Egyptology, you know what Egyptology? Human means God. So we're not really having a spiritual, what they say, spiritual, having a human, whatever, I forget how that goes. Something about having a spiritual experience in this human world, but human is no different than being spiritual. Because you means God. So you are God as man. I know some of you all feel like this is blasphemous, but look up Hugh in Egyptology. Hugh just means God. So you are God as man. What does that really mean? When we really embody what that means, then we won't be having that idea that human is any less than being spiritual, that human is any less than being divine. You are divine human being. You are divine God as man. You are a divine goddess as human being on this planet. There's something special that you have not even activated. We haven't even touched the surface of the gift that we have become on this planet. Because we keep limiting our thoughts. We get caught up in semantics, words limit. But what if you could just sit still and just don't even worry about anything, but just allow the presence to speak to your heart. Speak to my heart, God. Speak to my mind. And just allow the presence to speak to you, through you, as you. What if you got out your own way today? What would that be like? What would that look like? We wonder the secret of Oprah, but Oprah told us the secret. She said, it ain't no secret. It ain't nothing special about me. She said, I'm not living the dream because I was special. This her word. She said, but I'm living the dream because I was obedient to the call. She said, I just got still and asked God, what was the calling on my life? What is the calling on your life? What if we all got in our sweet spot? Can you imagine what life would be like if we all lived in our sweet spot? And I call it our sweet spot. It's the spot that nobody can do what you can do the way you can do it. No matter how many people got gifts that's similar, nobody can still do it the way you can do it. Nobody can come out there and do it the way you do it. It's just something unique about your fingerprint. What would life be like if you actually walked the planet in your sweet spot? Would it be something different about the way you walked in a room? Would it be something different about the shoes you wore? Would it be something different about your ponytail? I'm laughing because that's what people say. But I'm just saying, it's really the presence of God coming alive in me, because I'm not asking what the world needs. I'm asking myself, Janine, what makes you come alive? Janine, what can you do to come alive today? What can you do to honor the soul that came to express itself as God? God is on this planet. What can I do to honor my soul? My soul starts to sing like birds in the spring. What can I do to express my God self on this planet today. I don't even worry about all that stuff that I used to worry about coming up, all the goals and all this stuff. I ask God, what is the goal for my life? And how can I express that goal? What would you have me do to express you today on this planet? Father, Mother, God, bless each and every one of us on this planet right now, God. I'm asking you to come and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to teach them how to see their own greatness, how to open their eyes and see the blessing that they are today, God. But more importantly, to remove the conditioning and the veils that keep us from the truth that we are all that God is. How can we be God on the planet today? How can we be goddess on the planet today? How can we invoke and invite the presence of our higher mind self, that every cell in our body will reek the very essence of the love that we are, that every muscle fiber and every organ will be so powerfully present that our presence will be a blessing just because we walked in the room. And people will feel like Jesus, who just touched me? Who just touched me? Because I felt virtue leave my body. How can you be down today? That's my message. Any questions, comments, concerns, star 6 or press 1 on the Blog Talk Radio. Today, how can you come alive? How can you be the highest expression of God on the planet? Let's stop dreaming and live our God-sized dreams. You came to the planet for a specific reason. And remember, there's nothing more important. The most powerful work we can do on the planet is to be deeply in love with the gift that we are to the planet. Because when you fall deeply in love with something, it will reveal its secrets to you. You see, when you begin to fall deeply in love with you, your gifts will come forth. Your gifts will reveal its secret to you. Are you ready? Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mama yes. Joy. Hi,
good
Mama
morning.
Joy.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I am ready.
Good morning, love.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so very much for this talk, this lesson. You got me up this morning, and I didn't have me to know what I was going to put on this morning. I said, okay, that's it, Khalifa. I am just so grateful this morning for the lesson, and it's so much in tune with what I have always believed in and not really understanding how it all works. We're all one. I thank you for the music that you put together, and I love the Beatles. I love the Beatles, and I love that song, and I will go and get myself a Science of Mind this morning, too, just for that. I just want to thank you, Janine, so much for all that you do. And also I want to thank Zakia and Jackie for their work.
Jackie.
Jackie, yeah, that's what I said, Jackie. Didn't I say Jackie? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, I was just helping you out. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, holding down the fort while we were gone. And I just want the Love Journey family to know that you and Claudia just made quite an impression on the people in Korea that you are true to who you say you are. And that, yes, I think you came back with the as being the woman with the ponytail, the lady with no, not a woman, but the lady with the ponytail and the fancy shoes. It was very easy to find Janine if you went to Korea. I don't know how it happened, but I know I was looking for her, and I was talking. I said, "Mom, came. I'm looking for my friend," and they said, "Well, what does she look like?" I said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "People say she's got this ponytail. Oh, the ponytail lady with the fancy shoes." I said, "Oh, she's got shoes now." First, it was identified with just your ponytail, but then you came in with the ponytail and the fancy shoes, and I'm just so grateful for having that experience. I'm grateful for you and Claudette, and actually the Love Journey shining there in Seoul, Korea, and that you manifested exactly what you teach here, and your light did show. And I'm just so grateful for that and for you saying yes. And now this morning you were back on the carpet and bringing some light to me, because I was able to discover some things about myself, but I didn't think about falling in love with my talents or even acknowledging my talents and gifts until this morning, because they do come out whether you want them to or not. And with Dr. Michael Beckwith saying that, you know, if you don't let them free, and that's what I'm, another part, this emancipation, I learned that it's about my emancipation. And so I'm grateful this morning and excited and walking at this moment in that light with new revelations. And every day, Janine, we learn. So, thank you for the oneness that we're all one family. Thank you for coming and being a part of a worldwide interreligious experience from people all over the globe. I'm just grateful. So with that, I will close up and say we're a family, and let's start celebrating each other, because 2018 holds some great, 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 great promises for us. And let's just get to that tree and just pull in them and making all our dreams come true. Love you very much. Good morning.
Thank you, Mama Joy. Love you, too. Woo. All right. Any more questions, comments, concerns, you press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6 on teleconference line. Good morning. Good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey Experience with Janine and Ingram. Good morning, Rosa.
How are you? I am Rosa J, doing God's way each and every day. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Thank you.
I love what you said this morning. Fall in love with you, your gifts, your talents. So many times we take a seat back because we see people who are doing it better, doing it more on a larger, grander scale. But the reality, is that we really never know how much we touch our close family, our close friends, until they tell us. So, you know, what would the world be without a Janine, without a Claudette, without a Chastity, without a Linda, without all of the people who have come through this experience of the Love Journey and how they impact the world. And we have to kind of remember to congratulate, to show up for, to support not only ourselves, but those people in our community. You know, I fell in love with the Love Journey, I don't know how many years ago, about 9, 8 years ago. And I love the people that have come through this experience. Some are still here. Some pop in and out. But they're doing what they're supposed to do. We're doing it little by little, inch by inch, growing and expanding in how to love ourselves better, in our experience of showing up as we are and being all right with that. You know? girl. I know that the experience that you guys had in Seoul was expanding. I've never gone with them out of the country, but I have showed up for that community in other parts of the country. And I don't know exactly what, and we probably talked about it yesterday, what that experience was, but I know what my experience was with them. They are some loving folks and people. There is no competition in that community per se. There's everybody's trying to help each other become better in that experience. You know, a lot of times I look at the Asian community and I think we're more alike than different as far as how we stay in our experience as Black people, the things that we've learned and we teach our children in manners and respect and all that. And it's good to get back to that, that family comes first. So I was grateful. You know, I don't have a jealous bone in my body, and I know that the experiences that you ladies had will trickle down into our experience. And for this, I am so grateful. I love you. And there's nothing that will ever change.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Appreciate you. All right. If there's no one else that has a comment, we're going to get ready and take this call to an end. But I want to thank each and every one of you all for coming to the Love Journey this morning. Again, because I am, because you are. You all make me better. You all make me stretch. You all make me grow. Again, I want to thank Jackie and I want to thank Vikia for taking over the call. And I want to thank Chastity for doing what she do on Fridays, because it's not easy having to read that book every week, make sure you stay abreast and keep the conversation going. So I want to thank you all for keeping the love journey going even when I'm not here. Thank you so much for being special people that you all are. Thank you, Zakia and Jackie, for saying yes. Thank you, Carla, for your day that you spoke. And I haven't listened to the call yet, and I heard Deborah. Thank you for having a powerful conversation about us reclaiming our power. So tonight when I'm getting ready for, I'm going to listen to one of the calls, and each night I'm going to listen to a different call. But I just want to say thank you all. I heard it was really good. I heard people were really, really taking what you all. So thank you so much. And again, I want to remind each and every one of you all that you know your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you today to choose love, because love is the only choice. And I want to remind you, don't just dream your God-sized dreams. I want you to live them today. Remember, the power is in you. Work it. And it only works if you work it. All right, this is NDRE and Joe Semple. Merry Christmas. I know it's a little bit before Thanksgiving, but y'all know I love Christmas music. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey. This has been another Love Journey production with your love experience with Janine and Ingram. This is Indy Ari, right here on the Love Journey.
Oh.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas, baby. Show sure did treat me nice. This is from my grandmother. She would say it like this. Merry Christmas, baby. Show sure did treat me nice. Bought me a diamond ring for Christmas.
diamond ring for Christmas.
Now I feel like I'm in paradise.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine, y'all. I got good music playing on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine, y'all. I got good music playing on my radio. Merry Christmas to you.